This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana State House. I'm Sue Lincoln. Wednesday's word of the day in the Senate Education Committee was empowerment. Senator Eric LaFleur's Empowered Community Schools bill would allow principals rated highly effective to basically declare themselves in charge of hiring and firing and school contracts.
It takes a really, really high-end principal to want to take on these types of responsibilities.
Yet the Louisiana Association of Principals opposes the bill. Association Director Deborah Shum says the problem is with principal assessments, which are changing dramatically over the next 2 years.
We want to make sure that principals are empowered, but we don't want to endanger them.
Despite those objections, the bill, which is backed by the State Department of Education and the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, is now headed to the Senate floor. Also advancing was Committee Chairman Conrad Appel's bill that effectively does away with state-mandated textbooks. Districts would form committees made up of educators and parents to pick the textbooks they think are best.
This is as close as we can get to parents being involved in the decisions that have to be made about teaching materials and curriculum.
Parents who spoke in support of the measure centered their remarks around support for Common Core state standards, prompting Appel to say,
"This is not about standards in any way, shape, or form. There's no standards here."
Appel assured the parents they would have a chance to tackle the controversy over Common Core at a future date. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.